Ready?
I am completely 100% ready whenever you are. I'm already recording.
Hello and welcome to the Birdie and Bass Podcast. I am Bass and with me is Birdie.
How you going?
And we thought we'd change a bit of our content up because we seem to be Sony and Xbox and stuff like that. And with the fact that Nintendo or the Pokemon Company came out and dropped a new trailer for Pokemon, we thought we'd go with looking at that because there seems to be a fair few changes in the way the Pokemon games are going these days with the previous game being more open world, wander around, find Pokemon, and you're sort of getting away from the traditional Pokemon game, which is a bit more top-down, 2D-ish, I guess is how you'd put it, going to 3D, open world wandering around, and they've done their usual one where they've got two versions of it, which is the Violet, and what was the other one?
Scarlet.
Scarlet and Violet. And there's people noticed they were talking about because I think they wanted the Violet one, but some want the Scarlet one because the gym managers look hot in it or something like that, or it must be the other way around. I don't know. This is, yeah. But there are some features that are interesting coming out of it that look like they could be expensive as well when it comes to someone who has kids that like to play Pokemon and has to then buy multiple copies of the same game. Which, I don't know how that's going to work, but anyway, apparently we can do four-player co-op in this new game. It's yet to be given any further details of how it's going to work. It'd be interesting, my take on it, it'd be interesting if you've got people that one have one version of the game, the other one has the other version of the game. Does that mean you can then go into someone else's version of the game and collect the Pokemon that you wouldn't normally get unless you bought that version of the game?
I don't know. It's a difficult one, really, with what versions of the game and everything to buy, but they're basically the same game, aren't they?
No, there's subtle differences in these two versions now. Like, there's some differences in the gym owners.
Yeah, I was just looking at the gym owners. They are slightly different. I don't get where
and
the whole
obviously
thing comes
there's
from.
The difference. Yeah, how did I? And there's also the difference in the, was it the Mega Evolve or whatever Mega Evolution?
Yeah, the Mega Evolutions and the Legendaries, of course, and there always has been like a couple of Pokemon you can't get in one version, but you can get in the other version. So people would buy both sets of games and then transfer between the games so they have one game with all the Pokemon.
And now, obviously, you can now, the way I'm seeing this is you just team up with someone else that's got the same version and you go into their game and collect the Pokemon that you're missing.
Yeah, so the co-op, I think, is going to be a game changer for Pokemon. Because what is it? It's four-player co-op?
Yeah.
They're getting closer to what everyone's been wanting and asking for like the last 5 years, which is a Pokemon MMORPG.
Well, I'm thinking of the possibilities you've got with the four-player co-op. Does that mean we can go in and battle each other? So you're getting to that four players of battling each other on the game. To then eventually we're going to see the next iteration of it being that online game?
I mean, maybe. Honestly, I want them to bring back like a Pokemon Stadium type game that like used to be on Nintendo 64, but have it built out with Pokemon that you've actually gone and collected yourself, not like rental Pokemon.
Yeah, well, I thought they would have got to something like that when they were talking about this. Was it the Pokemon Bank or something like that where you can send your Pokemon to it? So I would have thought they would have started to use that to then put game or take Pokemon from those games into some sort of central game where you can battle each other out. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of possibilities there.
Some sort of online hub where you can just go and battle and stuff like that, win mini tournaments. I mean, that's what everyone's wanted for years. All Pokemon nerds have wanted that for so freaking long. I've wanted that for so freaking long. And there hasn't been a game like that since Pokemon Stadium on the Nintendo 64 that I can think of. And it's kind of depressing. Like, the closest thing we've got at the moment is Pokemon Go, if you play the trainer battles.
Yeah, but there's also the worldwide series that they have. The tournament series that Pokemon has,
yeah.
Obviously you buy the game that's part of the tournament, whatever, and you go collect all your Pokemon and then you sit it on the Switch and you battle each other. So I'm trying to work out why that can't be developed into some, I don't know, amateur online service.
I literally think it's because Nintendo is still scared of the internet. I mean, let's face it, they don't have the best web service.
If you want to do... Yeah, I've noticed that when I was playing, trying to get an online game of Splatoon 2 now, when pretty much all the online services, I think, have been cancelled for it. And the new game isn't even out yet. So how are you supposed to...
Have they actually stopped the servers for that? I thought it was still running.
I thought it was still running as too, but I'd loaded it up the other day. Because my son wanted to play it because he's seen a video on it. So he's like, oh, I want to play this. I'm like, all right. You play on an online game sort of thing, just let him go for it. We couldn't get a match.
Maybe just no one's playing it. It's kind of like Apex Duos.
Yes, so, but I thought I would have got a match with that because it used to be so popular in Japan and the Asian servers and all the rest of it used to be so popular. I just thought that we might strike it lucky and you would get a game to play.
Does it have server selection anywhere on it?
No. It auto-selects for you.
That's annoying.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think we got, after about 5 or 10 attempts or whatever, we just gave up.
Right, so it cancels out if it can't find a game?
Yeah, pretty much. Back to the home screen.
Well, that's a shame. Who's the developer of Splatoon? Fix that.
But it's intriguing to see what Nintendo have got coming out. Like, they've just had that Nintendo Switch Sports come out, which seems to be...
That's a lot of fun.
The new version of Wii Sports. So everyone's jumping behind and that sort of thing. And it's like Nintendo are going back to their core, I guess. That's what drove the Wii sales, as far as I'm aware, is this Wii Sports.
Well... Yeah, to a lot of people, the Wii console wasn't a Wii console or a gaming console. It was the 10-pin bowling game.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Or baseball game or whatever people were into. But I've played a lot of Switch Sports. So I actually really enjoy it. I have not even got Nintendo Online because I just haven't seen the point. But that's the one game that's actually making me think about it so I can play against people online just for the fun. Or even we could play. Yeah. It's a lot like Switch, like Wii Sports. There's a couple of little differences, like they don't want you to let go of the button now when you're 10-pin bowling like you used to, because I think they found that's how a lot of Wii remotes went into TVs.
How a lot of TV sales started.
But at the same time, I've still got that muscle memory and I still let go of it. And then it goes, oh, no, you have to keep hold of it. Otherwise, it won't work. So it kind of stops you from doing it. It's kind of annoying. I wish you could actually change that in the settings. Soccer's a lot more fun than I would have thought it would have been. And volleyball's pretty fun as well. The swordplay stuff's a bit annoying. I still don't think they've got that right.
Is there any new modes in it? New games? New parts that wouldn't be in Wii Sports? Or have they just rehashed the same stuff?
I mean, there wasn't volleyball in Wii Sports or soccer.
They have added new stuff to it.
Yeah, so they've added soccer and the volleyball to it, which I think are a lot of fun.
Wasn't there golf in Wii Sports?
No, there was a golf game, but it wasn't on Wii Sports.
Oh, okay, because I just remember all those plastic attachments you could end up buying for the Wii. the remote went into.
Yeah. And I mean, they released Mario Rush Golf a while ago, and they never put any motion support into that. I think that would be funny.
We may need to actually get that game because it does look a lot of fun.
It is fun. Yeah.
Yeah, so but speaking of Mario, there is another Mario game coming out. It's Mario Strikers Battle League. So it's, I don't know, a soccer game on steroids?
It's a beat 'em
up soccer game?
It's an RPG soccer game. You can build out your character. They've all got their own type of special skills, just like a Legend and Apex Legends would. And then you can have different types of armor that will make them faster or more tanky or anything like that. Better accuracy and... It's literally like a build your own character. You can make Luigi a tank that will take out Bowser if you wanted to. He might not be able to run very fast, but he'll take out Bowser. There's all sorts of stuff in that, actually. There's clubs and everything.
Yeah, it does look interesting. I'm waiting to... I think that'll be a game I'll wait to see some people play it and then look at their gameplay videos.
Yeah, I've...
see exactly.
Nintendo have been releasing a couple of like shorts and stuff like that on their YouTube channel about it, I saw. And they're like 30 seconds long, but it looks intense. No context, but it looks intense.
Yeah. But it's interesting to see how these type of more and more of these games that Nintendo are bringing out. And then you got the fact that, well, Fall Guys is coming to every console now, including Switch. And I don't know what they did, but they purged the... Like, you had to delete the game on your PlayStation and download the new version of it. So they don't know whether they've gone to a whole new back like engine that they're running on or something like that, but you had to delete the old game and then you load up the new game and everything you've got in there. So I'm wondering on that one, because it's obviously free. It's free to everyone to get it or whatever. If I get it on Xbox and I get it on Switch, does my purchases from the shop and stuff I've redeemed and everything from playing on the PlayStation, and, well, I'll give some credit here, the stuff that my son has earned for me on Fall Guys and spent, God knows what he's bought, I don't know. I just said, well, he earned the points, you spend it on whatever you want. And if they carry over from one to the other, or whether they're locked into the PlayStation one under their game, or whether it's something that Sony has locked in, I don't know. But it's a fun game. Like, apparently they're bringing out new modes that it's just a free-for-all, as in there'll be like 50 of you running or whatever, and it's no teaming up or anything, which is what majority of them are. But I think they're doing a bit more on that, because everyone's getting sick of the team battles and people tanking on them and everything.
That's interesting. Like, the only other game that I can think of that's actually made you delete the game and re-download a new version was Sea of Thieves. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because they were getting so... the game was getting so big that they actually rewrote a new game file that had all the relevant updates, because they didn't want to just purge all the old updates out of the old version.
Yeah, we ended up being one third the size of the current version was the new download.
Yeah, so, I mean, unless they've done that, or they've added in crossplay or something and had to use a different
Well, that's what I think. Coding model. There is crossplay now.
Yeah, but does that mean because you know what Sony's like with allowing purchases done on their platforms go to other platforms?
We'll see what happens. What is it coming out? 21st of June.
I still have never played it.
Oh, you got to play it.
The closest thing I've had to playing Fall Guys is watching Tim the Tatman fail miserably at it. Now I don't want to play because I don't want to be worse than him.
I don't know. I know. I think I've got like two or three crowns, so I haven't got that.
You're already better than
him. I'm not that crash hot at it or whatever. But, I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. Like, the fact that you just dress yourself up to look like a hot dog with legs and you're running around and you can grab people and punt people and you can take shortcuts in the map if you know how to get through. And
I want to be a giant taco.
I think you can on there. You just got to find the skin. But that's what I want to know is like the skins and stuff, because I bought some of the skins, skin packs when they were on sale, because they had them on sale for like $1 for a pack. So I bought a few of those. I'm hoping they come across because, yeah, four guys on the Switch is actually going to be quite a bit of fun, I reckon.
Mm. There was actually quite a lot of content creators that got their own skins on there. Like, I think Ninja got his own skin or something, didn't he?
Yeah, Ninja got his own skin on it. I don't think it has the hype that it used to have because of the Tim the Tap Man thing around it. Just put a whole lot of hype on it because people were going into the game just to grief him.
Mm. But at the same time, I also feel like it's kind of like Among Us. Like, that's just died off now as well.
Yeah.
Like, these things all came out, around COVID time. People were stuck at home.
Wanted something to do.
Yeah, and that's why Animal Crossing and Doom came out at the same time and just blew up. But from a content creation point of view, this thing took off because it allowed many content creators to all collab at the same time on something without having to be out of isolation. And now, I don't know if it's still got a place in the world. When was the last time you saw someone playing it?
Don't know. Don't even know what it'd be like. I'll check to see. What is there? It's got more viewers than Halo Infinite.
Don't say that.
It's got 4,500 viewers at the moment.
On what, Twitch?
On Twitch.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Apex still has 74,000, guys. It's okay. Fucking 53,000 for GTA.
Oh, no, there's 1,600 watching Halo. That's more than what I normally see. Normally, it's under 1,000 watching Halo. But
Season.
Well, there's 278 watching Among Us. So.
Oh. Have you seen Call of Duty Vanguard's numbers?
Yeah, probably about the same.
832 people.
So, yeah, there is people still watching Fall Guys.
Okay. That's interesting. Pokemon the trading card game. Why the fuck is there 7,000 people watching Weed Shop 3?
I don't know. Anyways, back onto the Nintendo stuff. I mean, treat with that for... Well, to me, Fall Guys going to Nintendo Switch is going to capture the casual gamer market a lot more because a lot of people have a Switch than I reckon than they would have an Xbox. Well, a lot of people would have an Xbox, a PlayStation, or a PlayStation and a Switch. So you're going to get into that market where you're covering a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that just have Switches.
Yeah. I mean, the Switch has practically saturated the market with their consoles. It's a lot more easily accessible to all ages. And I think Fall Guys being purely on PlayStation was kind of a mistake for them because I think they would have been a lot bigger if they went to all consoles straight away. It could almost be like a resurrection for them, honestly, going to Switch.
I think that's why they've done it, reloaded it and everything. I hope they've got crossplay because that's really going to be a huge windfall for them.
Yeah, it's got to have crossplay. I'm sorry, but it does. It never came out on... Did it come out on PC?
I thought it did, but I don't think it has. I thought it was just a PS4 exclusive.
Okay. That's what I wasn't sure about, because I wasn't sure how all the streamers were playing it.
Oh, okay.
Like,
most of them, I think, were playing it on PlayStation.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were just playing it on PC with a controller or not. I obviously didn't look into it that much.
No, I think they were all playing on PlayStation.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where you just plug your device in and stream with it.
How many brand new PlayStation 4s were purchased to play Fall Guys during COVID?
Or to beat Tim the Tap Man.
That's technically what I meant.
Yeah. But it's good to start seeing a lot of different stuff coming to Switch, or stuff starting to come out now, rather than just the Switch getting to the point where it's just, let's just port everything from the 3DS to the Switch. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
Honestly, I think it'll be very big for it. I think the Mario Strikers Brawl Clash football soccer kill each other thing, I think that will be very big, because let's face it, there hasn't been a decent soccer game on Switch ever, because EA completely fucking failed with FIFA. And now they don't even have a FIFA license anymore.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to... They're saying that, especially when you're hearing rumors that No Man's Sky is coming to Switch, but then that game centers around that it generates the world using the resources of the console.
Yes.
Which, so they're going to have a bit of difficulty with that one, or they'll probably tone the graphics down, maybe.
Either that, or they'll tone down the draw distance and let the CPU actually render...
A lesser distance.
Yeah, lesser distance. So rather than doing a whole planet ecosystem, it will just do an area of effect around you. Or they could do the complete wrong route that has not worked yet anywhere else except for Japan, and do it as cloud-based.
Yeah, no, hope not.
That's how you shoot yourself in the foot.
And they really should have learned that from the first time they released on PlayStation. And the fact you could pick the game up for like $2.
I mean, honestly, when they brought out Resident Evil on the Switch as a cloud-based game, it kind of took off a little bit, but I think that was more people's curiosity getting the better of them, because it didn't last very long.
But the other side of it is, so obviously we've seen the Switch, we've seen the new OLED one that's come out. And always these rumors floating around that there's going to be a Switch Pro coming out. But I don't know. I reckon they're just going to keep the OLED one and keep going along. You might get another iteration of it or whatever. Because we haven't even had a... What was the Mario Edition Switch that came out, the red one.
Mm-hmm.
The Animal Crossing one, but I don't think we've had any actual hardware limited edition Switches come out in a while, so I don't know whether that's just because of COVID and the shortage of chips and all the rest of it. They've gone, well, we're still smashing sales out. We don't really need to do limited editions.
Yeah, I mean, I still see Animal Crossing Switches around, so maybe they've gone off a little bit, and like the chip shortage would also affect their brain, their plans of pulling out like a limited edition. But I would say you might see one for the new Zelda game when that eventually comes. Don't think
they probably will... Splatoon 3 when that comes out as well. Yeah, I mean, see one for that.
They typically do one for Pokemon, but I don't think we're going to get one for Scarlet and Violet. Especially since they're doing that double pack for Scarlet and Violet instead.
Yeah, but they've been doing that for all the previous games too. The double pack.
We'll just have to see. Like, it should have got announced by now if they were doing a special edition of that Switch. So maybe the chip shortage is hitting them and they just don't want to risk it at this point, because they are selling as many as they can make. The other thing that I could possibly think is, with an update to the Switch, like, everyone wants the Switch Pro and all this stuff to have 4K resolution and all that. It's not going to have 4K resolution. I don't care what CPU you put in. You do not need 4K on a freaking screen that size. It's stupid.
It is. But people see it
absolutely stupid.
4K on a mobile phone screen. It's like, why do you need 4K on a mobile phone screen for?
You don't. Like, yeah, if you're watching YouTube and you're outputting to 4K, it's going to look amazing. But it's not 4K because there's not enough pixels on that screen.
Yeah.
It's so cropped.
To me, a Switch is like 1080 HD is a decent setup for
1080
a Switch.
Will be brilliant. The rest of the computing power should go to performance. Have that smooth frame rates, because that's going to look a hell of a lot better than 4K.
Yep.
And also, you know, loading times and draw distances and stuff. Because that's all that Switch is missing to be an absolute killer. And that's what the Steam Deck showed people, is that you can get these high resolutions and play these games at a high resolution with high frame rates and stuff like that. But you don't need to go all in on resolution. You can go all in on frame rates and performance and just sit at 1080 and it will freaking destroy the market.
Yep.
We've seen it done. Oh, well. It can be done.
See what happens.
Maybe up the battery life. I mean, I think the OLED screen was a game changer. Like, there is a massive difference. It's a beautiful screen. Just add a better Snapdragon processor into it. Or just piss off the mobile processor altogether and go straight to an AMD.
Yeah, although it just comes down to chip shortages as well then again.
Oh.
But, oh, the Switch just keeps going and going and going. It's going to be Nintendo getting from the Switch to the next iteration of whatever they're going to do. It's going to be the hard part, I think.
The Switch to you.
No. No, we don't need that again, like the Wii U. Anyways, that's what we... Well, a little bit of a discussion update on Nintendo. Thank you for listening, and until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.